Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 17th episode of the Parents Initiative podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have my co-host, Rebecca Cologne, with me.
Hello, everyone.
And if this is your first time listening, we want to congratulate you for taking the time to do so. Also know that it means a lot to us, your support. This episode, we once again are going to go off track. I know it's something that we have a tendency to do, but we had some events go down in the Cologne household yesterday and last night, and we felt like we should address it on this podcast because it would only be beneficial to you. So just to give you just a quick brief into what has happened, I guess. Rebecca had a moment with our daughter yesterday, and she'll talk about that here in a few moments. And then during our family devotional time, we had like a somewhat of a meltdown. We sounds kind of funny, but we actually sent our kids to their rooms during devotion time. So it was just really interesting night last night on a Thursday night. And so we'll just kind of explain that and kind of just go over what we had to deal with yesterday. And I think it's really important that we understand that what our kids are facing personally really does matter. It is important. You know, your kids have things, my kids have things that they're struggling with and dealing with that may not seem like a real big deal to us, but to them, it really matters. And, you know, when you look as a responsible adult, you have a means, you're providing for your family, you have bills to pay, you have things that you have to take care of, you have different things that somewhat may be stressing you out and you're concerned with. And then when you look at your child across the dinner table or you're talking to them, you know, just in general in the car, you know, sometimes they may say things and you're like, you have no clue what stress is. You have no clue. You're thinking this in your mind that you have no idea what it is to have to deal with this and do that. And then you look at your kids and you're like thinking, you know, they have no idea. You know, what they're going through is so small. And Rebecca is going to kind of give you just a little a taste of what she experienced yesterday with our daughter, if you want to just kind of break that down.
Yeah, and I really feel like our drive set up the opportunity for this to happen. And what I mean, I'll explain. I had to pick her up early from school because she had a dentist appointment. And so when we, you know, got in the car, I turned off the radio. Normally we kind of sing sometimes with one another, but she got some new books from the library and we have been talking about using our time wisely. And she said, "Hey mom, can I read these books to you?" And I said, "That would be great. That's a really smart idea. And I would love to hear them." And so she got them. She was very excited about them. And so she read one, and part of another all the way there. And then we got in the car and she picked up reading the rest of the other one, and that just kind of created conversation. And we had to go to Target to get her eyeglasses adjusted, and so we pull up in the parking lot, and all of a sudden I was like, "What's wrong, honey?" And all of a sudden,
but you got to tell them why.
She broke down crying, and she looked at me and she said, why is everything so hard for me? Why is everything so hard? Everything is so hard. And she just started crying profusely. I'm about to cry now thinking about it. And she said, you know, my cousin's leaving and my glasses and my teeth. And she had a little bit of a meltdown. And I just stopped. I put the car in park and I told her to come out of her seat. And I said, "Come sit up here with me." And she just fell into my arms and just cried. And I just knew I needed just to listen to her and just to hold her for a minute. And I looked at her. I said, "Baby," I said, "have you been thinking about that a lot? you know, and she's so, like,
you know, we need to make sure that our audience knows that, you know, Marcella's cousins.
That's what I'm about to explain.
Yeah.
You know, in that moment, I said, have you been thinking about this for a while? And so one of the things is my sister and her husband and their family, which is her cousins, are going to be, they're missionaries to Austria, and they're about to leave the country. And their term right now is 2 years, but it may be for way longer, you know, and we don't know what the future holds. You know, they're going with the intention to stay there long term. And, you know, she's been thinking, and that's why I said, honey, have you been thinking about this for a while? And so she began to unfold and say, yes, ma'am, you know, I'm just in everything. You know, if you don't know her story, and I'll have maybe more time to tell you at a later time, but, you know, she's had glasses for most of her life. You know, she's 8 years old. She's had them for 6 years, and she almost lost her eye. So she's always had to go to the eye doctor, and now there's lots of things going on. She just got information yesterday at the dentist. You know, she was faced with a lot of things. She's got a very tiny petite mouth and a whole lot of teeth, and they're big, and trying to figure out where they're all going to go. So I just set up an orthodontist appointment right there in the car. So all these things are unfolding in her mind, and so it just has enveloped her. You know, it just was, she felt like she was being swallowed. And so then just having that conversation and talking to her about that and helping her to recognize, you know, these things aren't happening to her. She is going to learn how to walk through this, you know, and it's not just her that faces opposition and that faces things. And so we begin to kind of talk about that. And, you know, I was grateful that she felt like she could come and talk to me. And we began to work through some of those things. And asking her questions and just allowing her time and space to cry, to express herself, to where we can know, you know, really how to address that and help her to walk through that, you know, I feel like it's very important.
Yeah, because I think sometimes our kids look at us and they see how we process things, and I guess they kind of try to process things the same way themselves. And for the most part, you know, our daughter, she's only 8 years old, and she's, for the most part, very energetic, a lot of fun, sometimes doesn't have a limit. I mean, she just goes and goes and goes, and she just have a lot of life, and she's really funny. And sometimes it's easy for us to look at her and think that there's nothing wrong.
Right.
And then here she is, she's trying to process all this stuff, and she doesn't know how to process it. She doesn't know how to talk about it. You know, so when you talk about, you know, just getting this from the dentist, you know, that she's going to have some procedures done. And we don't share that to, you know, just talk about our issues, but we share that to let you know that to her, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, to her, that's like a huge deal.
Right.
And she doesn't know how to talk about it and process it and communicate that. And then, you know, you, like you said, you have her cousin, you know, which she's really close to.
It's her best friend.
Yeah, it's her best friend. And she's leaving. Like, we understand it, like, as an adult. Like, they're doing what God has called them to do, and we get that.
Right.
And we're very supportive of that. And, you know, we are going to miss them, but we also know that God's with them and God's going to protect them. And for our daughter to process that the way we can, it's unfair for us to expect her to do that.
She doesn't really know how we process things because she's not in our thought process.
Yep.
And, you know, and so we've talked about a lot of different things, especially lean on the Lord. And, you know, with her eyes, you know, I didn't realize she was still doing some of the things that I had shared with her. And it's encouraging Sunday whenever she actually shared from her personal devotion time, something that really spoke to her. She shared it with, you know, Facebook on Sunday, and she's like, oh, Mom, you know, I love these scriptures you gave me on healing, because she's been reading those. You know, so that's some things that I can help her is, the Lord is not just there for one specific thing. You know, He's there for all things, and having the Word of God to lean on for understanding and for security and to bring us peace, and that all these things that is going on in our life that we feel like may be happening to us, that if we'll just turn them over to Him, that's where that peace can come in. That's where that rest can come in, and assurance that, you know what, God's got this.
Yeah, so we have an 8-year-old. We have a 14-year-old, just turned 14. Obviously they both process things a little bit different, you know, and just our daughter, sometimes it could be hard to tell as of right now if she's going through something. But our 14-year-old, it's really easy to tell when he's going through something because he's just not the same. He has a tendency, you know, to show it on his face, and we just know. We just know. We could look at him and know that.
You can feel it.
Yeah, you could feel it. You know, just the way he's talking, the way he's responding, the way he's looking at other people, just having a short temper. So, you know, we were getting ready for dinner last night, and, our 14-year-old and our 8-year-old, they usually get along pretty well.
Yeah.
And sometimes they do have issues. I mean, it's a boy and a girl. And, sometimes it's kind of hard to manage Marcella. She's very strong-willed. And Zane is somewhat, I guess you could say, as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so their personalities kind of clash sometime. And they were just arguing and having some issues. And so we knew, like, him coming to dinner, when we were sitting down for dinner, we kind of knew that that was probably kind of on his mind. And then just throughout dinner, it was just different. And, you know, we were just talking about things and messing around. And then it came time to have our time of devotion. So we're fixing to start our devotion. And Zane all of a sudden says he wants to read the devotion. And I was like, well, we just kind of have a tradition where Rebecca just reads it. And it's just the way that it's always been. And that's cool with that's cool with me. And I like the way she reads. And I'm somewhat impatient when it comes to reading to other people. So she just has that natural sweet voice, and when she reads, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
I enjoy reading. I'm very
animated.
Yeah, animated.
Yes, and that's the word I was looking for. Very animated, and I like to hear her read, even though sometimes
she doesn't want me reading to him most of the time, though.
But when we do our family devotion, I like for you to read. All right, so she was, and then our daughter wanted to read, and we were like, no, you're going to let mom read. So this whole time we're doing a devotion, you know, we ask questions, we read it, you know, then ask questions for you to ask.
And I do usually, like I had Zane reading the scriptures.
Yeah.
Like I have, that's usually what I have him do.
Yeah, so she read it, and you could just tell, like, both of these kids were not paying attention because they were so set on wanting to read a devotion. And they just couldn't answer the questions. And, you know, it was just like, it was kind of just frustrating because when we do our devotion, we want to make sure our kids are processing it, they understand it, and we could talk through it because we want to make sure that they get something out of it. And so, you know, I guess I had a moment. I was like,
Daddy had a moment.
Daddy had a moment. I was like frustrated. I was like, these kids are not paying attention. I said, both of you guys, go to your room. I just go to your room. And our son, once again, he's 14, somewhat emotional at times. He just says, I don't know what did we do? I'm the type of person that when I ask you to do something, just say yes, sir. Say no, sir. Say something respectful. Like, you know, we just don't tolerate backtalking in our home. Now, we do come back at a later time, like I'm going to discuss here in a few moments, and discuss things. But at this moment in time, it wasn't a good time to make a comment like that. And I said, son, I said, you go to your room, sit down, and look at the wall, and don't do nothing. Just go. And he got really upset, walked off. And then me, Rebecca, we were cleaning the kitchen.
I checked on Marcella. She had her Bible. She was over there reading in the corner.
Yeah, our daughter was reading the Bible, and Rebecca was like, should we tell her to stop reading the Bible?
Just let her read.
Just let her read the Bible. If there's anything I wanted to read, is reading the Bible.
She
just stood in the corner, just read her Bible, reading her Bible. And so me and Rebecca were cleaning the kitchen up and getting things, you know, put away. And we were just talking, and I'm just honest with you, we were just kind of like, we needed our kids to get out of the table and just go to their rooms. We just needed a moment to breathe. And it's okay to do that.
Yeah, it's safer
for them. It's safer for them, and it's better for them to do that.
And better for you.
And so, you know, we asked him, you know, we cleaned up, and then we asked Zane to come back in the kitchen, and we said, sit down, son, we need to talk to you. And we started talking about things, and I said, look, ask him questions. And I said, you understand something, at the end of the day, you know, the reason why we do this, the reason why I asked you, ultimately the reason why that I asked you to go to your room was because, you know, what you said, you know, besides the fact that we asked him to go to the room to because of we needed a moment, but because of the comment that he made. And that just took it to the next level. You know, I just told him to go to their rooms, right? But then when he said that, like, what did we do? It just took it to the next level, because I'm a believer that we should teach our kids how to be respectful, even though they may not understand things, comprehend things. Just hey, just do it. And we'll talk about it here in a few moments. Just for this moment, just do it. You know, and we want to teach him that, hey, you know, you need to have respect for those in authority. And at times, you're not going to get things. You're not going to understand things. It's okay to just say, hey, yes, sir, and then no, ma'am, and then come back later on and talk about it. That is the best way to handle it, especially with someone in authority.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we were trying to, you know, just walk that through. And then we asked him, hey, what is going on? What is the deal? And it stemmed from him feeling like Rebecca wasn't listening to him when he was trying to tell her about what Marcella and Zane were, you know, what they were both arguing about.
Right. It all stemmed from that. You know, he goes, I felt like you weren't hearing me. And I said, okay, well, let's talk through that. I said, because did I ask you questions? He's like, yes, ma'am. And I said, and you answered me. And I said, you kept telling me that you did not do anything, but then I asked you questions, and you're like, yeah, I did do that. So you both were at fault. So I was getting onto both of you and telling you how to work that out. He's like, well, and then I said, you brought up, well, what about the next time? I was like, let's not even think about the next time. Let's deal with it this time. And, you know, at the beginning, he felt like I was showing partiality because I was getting onto both of them and not just one of them.
And that was actually what our devotion was about. Not
yes.
God doesn't show favorites.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. I just thought about
that.
Yeah.
And so when we began to talk about that, I said, you know, for one, he was taunting his sister.
And that's what we came down to by asking questions.
Yep. By asking questions. And I said, so you were adding fuel to her fire and provoking her to anger. You know, and it got quiet because, you know, she has a temper that she's learning how to work through and manage, and he knows how to push that button and push her to that place of reacting instead of helping her to diffuse that. And so we talked about that. I said, because, you know, one, as a 14-year-old, you're a little bit, you should be a little bit more mature than
your sister. Yeah, we expect more out of them.
As far as learning that. But we're also helping her to know how to react. And so we begin to discuss that. And I said, I want to hear you. So you share with me all of that right now. You know, what's going on there. That way we can talk through it. We can't talk through what I don't know. You know, and so... And he understood there, you know, because we began to ask the questions. And because I want him to, I said, listen, I want you to feel heard. That's the whole point. I want you to feel heard. That's the whole, you know, her devotion was about. we want you to feel heard and listened to and seen and know that you are valuable.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, this episode's really about just understanding and realizing that your kids are going through some things that...
Yeah.
You know, you may not understand and realize, and sometimes they, you know, they may not feel like they're being heard or being understood. And just looking for cues and signs in your kids that, you know, they are going through some things. And sometimes you will have a kid that, you know, you may think everything is fine, and then just out of nowhere, they'll just break down.
Right.
And in those moments that they are breaking down, just like, you know, Rebecca did, she stopped everything she was doing and she gave them time. You know, and I think sometimes we get so busy and so caught up that we miss those moments that we kind of just, you know, when you have an opportunity like that, drop whatever you're doing and show your kids that they matter. You know, that what they feel is important, you know, kind of like we did last night, Rebecca did, you know, let me tell you something. The last thing I wanted to do last night was have a counseling session. You know, it was already 8. We're like old people. We go to bed early, you know. And, you know, it was just like one of those things. I didn't want to deal with that. But right in that moment, if I don't deal with it, if I don't take the time to deal with it, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Right. And what you're looking for and noticing attitude and reactiveness and, you know, there's something brewing underneath the surface there. Don't just chalk it up, oh, they're just a teenager, and that's just how teenagers are. Yep. No, teenagers are actually great people, and teenagers are adults in training.
Yep.
And they're having all these feelings and emotions, and we are helping them navigate through those feelings and those waves of emotions and how to deal with it. You know, how to deal with all these changes and how to navigate through communicating properly with one another. And so be aware, you know, it's not just, oh, they're just a teenager. Yeah, they're a teenager. But that's not an excuse.
Yep.
That's just reality. That's the, you know, fact of where they are in their life.
We use that as a cop-out.
Yeah.
You know, we use that as a cop-out because we're not willing to do the work.
Right. And believe me, it's work.
It's work. And it's, you know, if you don't deal with it now, you're doing them an injustice and you're just setting them up for failure.
Right.
You know, and that's a responsibility we have to parent them, to help them to navigate things, to deal with things, to process things. It's not easy. It's a daily grind. It's but something, you know, at the end of the day, it will be a blessing when they get older that you made that investment in them and that you took the time.
Thank you so much to our sponsors, LRC Health, LLC, and Praise Family Church. You can refer to the show notes for more details on these organizations.
And once again, we want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen. We do ask you to do us a small favor. If you could rate this episode, review it, share it. And also, if you haven't already, join our community on Facebook and Instagram and invite others to come along. We would love to continue to build our community and expand our reach.
Would you like to have Parents Initiative presented in your church, your Bible study, or maybe your corporation or an event that you're hosting? Be sure to contact us through our website or social media platforms. You know, you can look at the link found in the show notes and connect with us there. We would love to partner with you.
And we will next week continue our acronym for the word parents. And we hope that you will join us. Have a great week.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on a donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button. Take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.